my early beloved in Christ, into this gospel, our Lord commands us to pray and ask our Heavenly Father, as he said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy will be full. Now, you might wonder to yourself, why God wants me to pray if he knows everything? Well, God wants us to see, or I say God wants to see your sincerity, meaning we have to persevere and pray earnestly with our heart, not just once or twice, but daily. And how many of us here pray daily? And that's what St. James in his epistle today, he said, "Dearly beloved, be doers of the word, not hearers only." So we have to practice what we believe. And how fitting that this week is Rogation Days, meaning days of prayer. So let us make certain that we avoid any voluntary distraction in our prayer and make sure that we pray earnestly this week. And that reminds me of one occasion our Lord said to the parish, and our Lord was quoting from the Old Testament. He said, "They pray with their lips, but their heart is far from me." And how true and how sad that those words of our Lord are very applicable in ourselves. And because most of the time our mind and heart is far from our prayers. So it is very important that we pray well. As the Imitation of Christ says, that it is not so much about how much you pray or how long you pray, but how well you pray. The more we pray well, the more God will give us the necessary means to save our soul, and especially giving us that peace of mind and joy of heart that God gives to those, again, who pray Him and love Him. Now, today, this Mass, we know that we will have it first of the distribution of the First Holy Communion. And that reminds us, it is a wonderful event, but also it reminds us of our own First Holy Communion and what gratitude we owe to our Lord that He nourishes us with His own body and blood, and He allows us to approach at the communion rail and to receive Him as our spiritual food. And what a joy is ours. And when we speak about joy, and when we speak about a peace of soul, perhaps we can see it especially when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion. And especially when we return to our pew and make a very good thanksgiving, and our Lord is within us. That reminds us that peace that God can only give. And that peace, no one can give that to you, and peace that will last forever if you maintain that friendship with God, and also that joy that practicing our Catholic faith. Now, speaking of Holy Communion, that reminds me of our obligation as Catholics. We are obliged to fulfill our Easter duty by receiving Holy Communion at least once a year, from the first Sunday of Lent to Trinity Sunday. But we are recommended to go to confession first before we can receive our Lord in Holy Communion. Why? Because your communion would be fruitless if you are in a state of mortal sin. If you have to do your Easter duty anyway, you have to do it in the right way. In that way, again, you will have that peace of mind and peace of soul. And the Church enforces this law or this command under pain of mortal sin for those who neglect it. In fact, canon law says that if anyone has not received or made his first his Easter duty for a long time, and this be publicly known, then he is thereby a public sinner who loses his right to ecclesiastical burial, meaning that we cannot do a funeral for that person. And that's how a very important obligation. Now, again, today, this event of First Holy Communion, it's a very, again, wonderful event, but also for the parents, it is something that you have to remind yourselves that it is your obligation to set a good example to them, to receive communion frequently and go to confession frequently, because, again, the children will follow your example, and also your obligation and your duty as a parent, that will depend your life in eternity, because God will judge us on how we fulfill our daily duty. So this is something also a wonderful reminder for the parents as well, to set a good example for this obligation of Easter duty. And you question to yourself why the church has such a strong words about this. Well, because the church knows how much we need the grace of God in our soul and to help us to get to heaven and save our soul. And how fitting that this duty is done during Easter season, because confession is truly a resurrection of our soul. Once we were dead to grace by mortal sin, now we have a new life. We resurrect to a new life of grace. And with Holy Communion, it is the nourishment of our soul to sustain us with the grace of God and help us to decide and to do good for the love of our Lord. And how sad for those Catholics who neglect this duty, and they will say, well, I am a Catholic, I am a good Catholic, I am a follower of Christ, but they neglect this duty, and how contradicting this is. Because if you are a true follower of Christ, you will do everything to follow Christ and His church. And I would say that Holy Communion and confession is one of the means to help us to follow Christ and to know Christ in our heart. So I would encourage those who have not fulfilled their Easter duty to do so as soon as you can, not because I said so or Father said so, but because for your own good, to help you to know Christ and to lead you to the path of salvation of your immortal soul. Because we know that there is life in eternity, and the way we live in this world, that depends on our life in eternity. And we have to remember that life in eternity is not just for a long time, but it will be forever. So we have to choose to make a right choice, to have a right decision for our life in eternity, because again, our life will be either in eternal happiness or eternal damnation. And that reminds me what Saint Alphonsus Liguori said. He said, to gain heaven, we must walk in the path that leads to heaven. Many Christians who have faith but not works live in sin, intent only on the pleasures and goods of this world. If you say to one of them, you are a Christian, you believe that there is an eternity, heaven and hell, tell me, do you wish to save your soul? If you do, I ask you, to what place are you going? He will answer, I do not know, but I hope to be saved. You know not to which place are you going? How can you hope for salvation from God if you live in a state of perdition? How can you expect heaven if you walk in the way that leads to hell? It is necessary then to change the road that you are taking. So it is a good reflection that we can reflect today and realize again there is life in eternity. So my dearly beloved in Christ, let us rejoice in all the blessings that we have, and especially our Catholic faith and Holy Communion, all the sacraments that we have, because those would help us to be strong in our faith. And we must persevere in our Catholic faith and to resolve to receive our Lord in Holy Communion and go to confession as often as we can, because by doing so, it will bring joy and peace of heart, knowing that we are doing God's will, as our Lord said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give into you, not as the world give, do I give it to you." So let us then treasure that peace, because that peace will help you get to heaven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.